Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, April 7th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Yesterday, across the pond, the 2025 Olivier Awards took place at Royal Albert Hall. London's top theatrical honors were co-hosted this year by Billy Porter and Beverly Knight. Among the night's big winners were Giant, which won Best New Play, Best Actor for John Lithgow, and Best Supporting Actor for Elliot Levy. The show is reportedly planning to arrive on Broadway at some point next season. Homegrown British musical The Curious Case of Benjamin Button took home Best New Musical and Best Lead Actor in a Musical for John Dalglish. And another Broadway-bound production, Oedipus, won awards for Best Revival and Best Lead Actress for Leslie Manville. Performances are expected to begin at Studio 54 in November, with Manville and fellow nominee Mark Strong intact. Some other familiar names took home trophies last night. Titanic, still going strong off-Broadway, won for Best New Entertainment or Comedy Play, as well as Supporting Actor in a Musical for Leighton Williams. Gabriella Slade, a Tony winner for Six, won the Costume Design Award for a revival of Starlight Express. Christopher Wheeldon, who won a Tony for his choreography of MJ, took home an Olivier for the same show. And Tom Scott, who won a Tony just last year for his set design of Cabaret, was awarded the Scenic Design Trophy for an outdoor revival of Fiddler on the Roof, which also took home revival of a musical. For a full list of winners, visit officiallondontheatre.com. And finally today, last night, a revival of The Last 5 Years officially opened on Broadway, starring Nick Jonas and Adrian Warren. It depicts a doomed marriage between an actress and a novelist over the course of 5 years, with the novelist telling his story from start to finish, and the actress telling her side in reverse. Reviews mostly skewed mixed to negative. The New York Times was more mixed. Chief theater critic Jesse Green called Warren resplendent, singing the show's famously difficult songs with ease and increasing splendor. He called Jonas somewhat underpowered. The production, in Green's words, muddies the show's temporal ironies and flattens its emotional topography. Its meaning, and thus its impact, are short-circuited. The Last 5 Years runs through June 22nd at the Hudson Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.